In the lunchtime edition, the head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit complains of a worrying dropping of the guard by Barbadians as the country reopens. Hundreds of elderly people waiting on a call to get their COVID-19 vaccinations can expect that call likely today as health authorities overhaul the vaccination process. The DLP urges a pause and review of the program to ensure the elderly are not disadvantaged. Teachers and parents voiced some concerns over the just-announced CXE exam arrangements and the Bridgetown Port delivering only essential commercial cargo for the rest of the week. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest.
The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
Whenever you want, wherever you are, for all your banking needs, we make it easy. CIBC First Caribbean, we've got all your banking solutions. CIBC First Caribbean. CIBC First Caribbean.
Two days into the phased reopening of the country, the director of the COVID-19 monitoring unit, Ronald Chapman, is concerned about continuing breaches of the COVID-19 directives. And he's especially concerned about people visiting hourly short-term guest houses, which are prohibited from operating under the Directive 5 order.
We have a number of places where I call them short-term rentals, but there are places where people go for 2-3 hours for, let's put it bluntly, for sexual and other types of behaviors. No, the order says straight, when you're leaving home, you leave home for groceries, for medical purposes, for emergencies. And that's why these places are not allowed to operate, because it not only breaches the order, but a lot of the times we have, when you're doing contact tracing, sometimes people are less than honest with you because there would have been places that they were not supposed to be, or there have been people they're not supposed to be with.
And Mr. Chapman is also concerned about the number of people congregating in the city.
We have a population that has been locked down for the last 4 weeks, and a number of persons are now using the partial opening as an excuse. And then there are others who are hearing conveniently what they want to hear. What Barbadians need to remember is that the order still stands. We have not comprehensively opened back up as yet. Yes, there are some additional businesses that have been allowed to open, but the general order is, unless you are leaving home for those things that I mentioned before, you are supposed to stay at home. So it's not a free-for-all.
The hundreds of elderly people who have registered for the COVID-19 vaccine in Barbados but are yet to get an appointment should be getting a call sometime today and their vaccine before the end of the week. That's the assurance from the coordinator of the National Vaccination Program, Dr. Elizabeth Ferdinand, who tells Starcom Network News they have overhauled the program with a new system in place that focuses on the elderly. She disclosed that there's a huge backlog that they intend to try to clear by the weekend.
Oh, this week, we are going through all the backlog that people who have registered, who have not heard from us, we try, especially, you know, only the ones over 70 at this point, we're trying to get those cleared up. So it's a lot of manual work going through the lists, but that's what we're trying to do this week. And so some people over 70 who were registered ever since, they'll be getting some calls today to go to get their vaccine probably tomorrow.
Dr. Ferdinand disclosed that 40,000 people have so far been vaccinated against COVID-19 in Barbados, and thousands more have registered. But she stresses there's a new, stricter system in place to ensure that the priority cases are now dealt with.
This week, we are going through all the backlog. We are not taking any walk-ins at all. So nobody is to go to any polyclinic or any center unless they have an appointment, because they will not be seen. So no point going waiting out there. They will not be seen and they will not be given the vaccine. Because this week is only for those over 70 who have applied and are awaiting a call from us.
Meantime, the Democratic Labour Party's spokesman on health, Paul Gibson, believes the vaccination program should be paused and reviewed with emphasis on ensuring the elderly are not being disadvantaged.
If there is a strategy to have an appointment system, and that's what's being used to manage the over 70s, persons with NTDs, and so on, then that, if the system isn't working, you need to pause, find out where you are, and start again. There's no rush, but you have to make sure that the persons that are supposed to be vaccinated are getting shots in arms.
This is the Lunchtime Edition.
The Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News is brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank.
It will be several more days before the Bridgetown Port resumes the delivery of personal effects. Minister of Maritime Affairs and the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey, says that for the rest of this week, the emphasis remains on clearing a backlog of essential commercial cargo.
For two reasons, we've determined that at this stage, we will not be delivering personal effects in the immediate future, which is the next few days. The two reasons for that, one, while we were only delivering essential commercial cargo, naturally there was a buildup of non-essential commercial cargo. So they're actually quite essential in the regular course of things, and therefore we're trying to clear that backlog. The other reason is that people are well advised to remember that the country is going through a phased reopening, which means that not every business would be open. As it stands in the Bridgetown Port, we will be delivering those personal effects shortly, but not immediately. And the determination is that there are just too many transactions between entering the port, delivering the goods.
The Barbados Union of Teachers is currently reviewing the details announced yesterday by the Caribbean Examinations Council for exams this year. This year, the Barbados-based regional exam body is requiring the students to sit all three components of the exams, which are set to take place from June 14th to July 16th.
We are aware that there's to be some changes to be made to those exams. We are currently reviewing those, but the position of the Barbados of Teachers is that we would prefer to have the exams as outlined by CXC for June, July, as opposed to having the exam further down and creating any further anxiety or anxiousness among the student population.
Meantime, the spokesperson and coordinator for the regional coalition called Seeking CXC Redress, that's Paula Ann Moore, is concerned about face-to-face exams given the current COVID situation across the region and about the insistence on all three exam components.
But it seems as though only in this part of the world we can't seem to come up with an alternative for assessment other than in-person exams. I really do think that we need to re-examine this proposal.
The Jamaica government has given consideration to allowing some industries to operate during the COVID-19 curfew hours. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government recognizes that businesses in the quick service industry, such as restaurants and even small food vendors, are finding it very difficult. Prime Minister Holness noted that the quick service industry employs a significant number of Jamaicans and contributes to the income of many households. The French government says older people with pre-existing conditions can now get the AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, reversal of its previous stance on the issue. Last month, France approved use of the vaccine for under 65s only, citing lack of data for older people. Since then, studies have shown the vaccine is highly effective among the elderly. The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is widely used across the UK. A top U.S. official has warned that the spread of highly contagious coronavirus variants is threatening to fuel a potential fourth surge of cases. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says she's concerned by recent COVID-19 data. She notes that last week, the U.S. recorded each day about 70,000 new cases and 2,000 deaths. Our top stories. The head of the COVID-19 monitoring unit complains of a worrying dropping of their guard by Barbadians as the country reopens. Hundreds of elderly people waiting for a call to get their COVID-19 vaccinations can expect that call likely today as health authorities overhaul the vaccination process. And the Democratic Labour Party urges a pause and review of the vaccination program to ensure the elderly are not disadvantaged. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News was brought to you in association with CIBC First Caribbean International Bank. Listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp admin2 256-6397 to receive breaking news.